Just one question in the din of Pidyon HaBen. The question is, if you have a Bechor, Shelon Nivdeh, he wasn't redeemed in the proper ceremony, Ad Shehigdil, now he's a Gadol. So the question is, who is going to make the Pidyon on such a person? One side is to say, well, now he's an adult, he could do it himself. Other side is to say that since the chayuv is on the father from when the child was born, so maybe that chayuv remains on the father. Therefore, if the father wants to make the pidyon himself, he goes first. Actually, this is a great machloket amongst the Rishonim. There is a teshuvah from the Rivash in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, where he writes that according to the Rambam, when the father makes the pidyon, he says, Al pidyon abin. And when the child himself makes the pidyon, he says, Lifdot. Doesn't say Al, he says Lifdot. V'ayinu ta'amani explains, if he shebe'av, which means when the father is doing the pidyon, it's a type of pidyon where if the child would get older, the child would do it. Once he gets older, he can only do it by himself. That the Ikar mitzvah is by the child. The Rivash is understanding that when the child gets older, it's his mitzvah. V'chein b'tshuvat Mari Kasvi siman he. He had the same question. V'ela she'kishaben hu gadol hayav leftot et atzmo v'lo aviv. And he writes also that he found it in the Rivash. However, on the other side, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Shin Sadi Bet, which is the mitzvah Pidyon, he says, Ha'av hayav le'olam liftot et beno afilu le'achar shehigdil. From the chinuch it's mashma clear that the ayub is on the father even after the child becomes older. Furthermore, there's a teshuvah under Ashba. Chelek bet siman shin chaf aleph. Shinir'eh lo pashut shelo pak'a zechut ha'av le'olam. That the father's zechut stays on forever. If he wants to come and poder the son after the child becomes older, poderhu. If the father says, I don't want to do it, or let's say, God forbid, the father died, so in that case, of course, the child takes over. So it comes out, we have over here a machloket amongst the Rishonim. The halakha, the Yalkut Yosef in the Sofa Semahot, page Resh Mem Zayin, right? In this case, Ha'av Kodem Liftoto Me'asher HaBechor Yiftei Et Atzmo. That he puts the obligation on the father. V'yibarech Benosach Al Pidyon HaBen. And he should make the Beracha of Al Pidyon HaBen. And he says to look in his father's writings of Yabia Omer, Chelek Zayin, Chelek Yuredea Siman Chavchet, Daf. Sof ot bet. Now, regarding the berachah shechayanu, pode tafsmo kishu gadol, bevarich shechayanu, vechen haminhag. That's somewhat to say that in the case where the person is being pode himself, the Abu Daram says you don't make a shechayanu. But Rob of the Acharonim argue on that, and therefore, and the minhag is to make shechayanu as well, and therefore he writes a podet atzmok shu gadol bevarek shechayanu vechen a minhag. In the case where the father is doing it anyway, so certainly according to all the post scheme, in that case over there, the father would also make the beracha of shechayanu.